Psalms 23. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Pause this for an effect, because the closing out of this psalm says, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just for a little bit, saints, we'd like to consider, think about this as we conclude this psalm. Not so much it concludes as we finish preaching or letting God speak to us about it, because it's an ongoing litany in the lives of his people. But as we finish this series of songs, of verses in this psalm, think about this in mind: forever and a day. Forever and a day. We try to, or sought to, link up the specific pattern and trail of this psalm as David was relating to us and rehearsing for us his life in the Lord. Everything that we heard, we wanted to keep clarifying that everything that we hear concerning this psalm was a result of David's life not having been concluded, but it was what it was because God was included. I like that. Let me say that again, because I might just have to reminisce about that. Let me just say it a different way. You don't want your life to be concluded if the Lord has not been included. Oh yeah, I got that. Few. I think y'all with me now. Yeah. Okay. I thought you would get that. And when you look at this psalm, it's not just this, and let's make that clear, because the 23rd psalm has so much recognition, so to speak, that there are those who don't even know God use this psalm for its measure and manner of comfort that it provides and gives. And yet we have a particularly intrinsic way in which it relates to us who are saved because of our relationship to him. Remember now the personal pronoun that is used. He says, the Lord is not a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. See, and you notice in scripture that you see that go on throughout there, where the proclamation of ownership of God to his people and also the reciprocation of God's people to him in terms of this personal way in which he is our God, the Lord, our God. And the Lord did not just lend that to them. He gave that to them to be able to utilize as they speak forth towards the nations around them and even invite them, amen, as they understand and even see how this God that they have, how awesome he is, how unstoppable he is, how gracious he is, and how holy he is. And so they were to be advertisements to the rest of the world. This was not for them just to cloister themselves among themselves. They were to be sanctified. Amen. They were not to be found again interacting among the pagans and the heathen in terms of adopting their ways. Yet God still wanted Israel to be a witness. These are the real Jehovah Witnesses. Not the fake ones. These are the real ones. Amen. In Isaiah 45, he talks about that. He talks about how God in Isaiah 45 said they were to go out. He said, you are God talking to Israel. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord. What he meant was as he blessed them, as he watched over them, as he gave them his law, as they were the inheritors of, as Romans chapter 9 talks about, all these specific privileges that they own, as God poured into this nation, they were in turn to be seen as a blessed people, but also not to sit on their laurels, but to go out among the nations amen, those who did not have a covenant relationship with God, and as they did that, amen, they were to begin to win the rest of the world to come under the umbrella of Jehovah. And so you had that ongoing thrust. Of course, they failed in the Old Testament. The Old Covenant was broken, but God is not done with them yet. But that's another message for another time. Nonetheless, saints, our point was saying again that we can lay claim. David laid claim. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Yeah. And again, that speaks towards everything else he says after that. Because of the fact of that relationship, then he can speak incisively and assuredly about the things he says after that. Are you with me here? In other words, you can't just go around making stuff up. You can't lay claim to somebody who you don't belong. You can know about them, but it's another thing when you know them. And the scripture makes a demarcation between the two. You can talk about God, amen, and you can hear about him secondhand, but it's a whole different story if you have a relationship with him. Then you can talk a certain way because you have a certain kind of affinity with him that has been initiated by God himself. We didn't go after him. He came after us. But nonetheless, in this psalm here, it has certain things, and we mentioned again how as you go through this, and you literally want to do that. Again, this is not the time to close it up. You know, okay, we heard that message. We heard some messages on the 23rd Psalm, so I've been there, done that. Well, it ain't like that. I got to keep coming back. Because it gives me to see, again, a life journey that you have. That, again, that as you walk through here, you can begin to see aspects of your life in the Lord and with the Lord. And the ups and the downs. The ins and the outs. The throughs and the unders. Amen. You go through life with the Lord. But all through this, again, you got to keep in mind, you always have in mind, that the Lord is my shepherd. See, and when because of that, you shall not want. Okay, and you need to, okay, process that again. It's because he's your shepherd that we shall not want. Now, I know some of you say, well, Pastor, you done preached that already. You done preached. No, I didn't preach anything. Are you with me here? No one can preach God's word to a conclusion. You can read another book and close it up and you're done with it. When it comes to the word of God, because it's talking about somebody who is the I am. Who is, watch it now, God is not insufficient. He's self-sufficient. He's omnisufficient. So no matter how much he does for you and everybody else, he's never done. So when he says the Lord is my shepherd, again, he's giving you a factualization about who God is and how he wants you to see him. Are you with me now? You got to dig into this thing. And we told you time and time again, we are culturally sometimes removed from some of the things that the scripture talks about because we are 21st century Western people. So again, these things they talk about that sometimes come from another culture. Sometimes we digress or even put in there meanings, interpretations that are not found in the scripture. But you got to search a little bit. Are you with me? And it's worth doing that. So as the Holy Spirit not only gives you enlightenment, but also he can give you some undergirding richness from the word of God. So the next time you say that the Lord is my shepherd, you can visualize yourself being led by the Lord as he feeds you and holds you and helps you, watches over you through the dark passages, ain't that right? Through the valleys and through the hills, through the mountains, through the stream, through the green and lush grass, all of those things. And as you look up, you'll find yourself walking with God as God leads you. And so the psalm, he talks about all these things going on. And we said to you, saints, again, this could be almost, I don't know about you, but sometimes, some days you might have had in your life that where you got up in the morning, whatever time that it was, you got up in the morning, and by the time the day was over, You can seem as like, my God, so many things have occurred. So many things that happened to me or I heard happened to others or read about or some came to my mind. And it seemed like I done lived 10 years in one day. Somebody know what I mean when I say that. Amen. You're through. You're done. You're wore out. Amen. You feel as though you're whipped because all the things that occurred, my God, you check it off. You say, I hope I never have another day like that. But then you look back and reach back and say, wait a minute. Maybe I might not want to have another day like that. But the thing about it is, as long as the Lord is my shepherd, I would like to have another day like that. What do you mean, preacher? Because the Lord walk with me. And then not only that, goodness and mercy was with me all of the day. I learned certain things about him. So by the time the end of the day came, I thank him because he taught me something. He showed me something. He kept me. He held me. He blessed me. He did all of that. So even though it seemed like a bad day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Ain't that right? And I told you before, and I said, in goodness and mercy, it wasn't just following me, but it accompanied me. It ushered me. Goodness and mercy was my valet service to the goodness of God. He was my Uber. Amen. Every time I needed him, I just had to call him up, and he was there. But even with all that going on, let me talk to you a few months. Even with all that going on, all that blessing that you're getting, all the richness of his mercy, all the good of his goodness, all the things that God provides and does on our behalf, even all that said and done, and he's not done yet. Are you with me? Because when David talked, he said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. But then when David says that, even though we're looking back, he wasn't looking back. In other words, when he said that, he hadn't yet lived his life out yet. So it's not just retrospectively that he's doing that. See, sometimes we look back and things are past. And so to some, for us, sometimes if you're not careful, it will become passé. The past is a time derivation, meaning the past is something that's gone by. But when you say passé, it speaks about your complacent attitude about it. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, some folks, you know, God done kept you. But then when somebody tried to elicit a testimony from you, amen, they can't get you to open your mouth. But God was there all the time. And so I never want to get bored, amen, about what God has done. Ain't that right? Matter of fact, you shouldn't get bored. And if I do, it's nothing wrong with God. There's something wrong with me. Because God is exciting. God is adventurous. Ain't that right? God will take you around, and without you even leaving Philadelphia, amen, without you going across the seas, amen, God will take you around because he's there all the time.